2022-20, Marvel Subdivision.
Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-20 for Marvel Subdivision based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision on land zone AR1 located within the coastal area to the 2019 Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 44 lots on approximately 40 acres of land. The lots will be served by individual wells and septic systems. Three, all of the lots will be at least 1/2 acre in size, and the gross density of the project is 0.91 lots per acre, which is well below the permitted density in the AR zoning district. Four, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, Denirec has confirmed septic feasibility for on-site treatment and disposal systems, including pretreatment systems to protect the inland bay's watershed. Seven, the proposed subdivision is superior to the typical standard subdivision for the following reasons. A, the subdivision includes 30-foot landscape buffer instead of a 20-foot buffer. B, the subdivision contains open space consisting of approximately 12 acres, which is 30% of the site. C, the subdivision provides for sidewalks on both sides of the streets. And D, the subdivision includes an 80-foot setback from the center line of the channel that runs through the property, which results in over 50% of the open space being adjacent to that waterway. Eight, a portion of the property is located within an excellent groundwater recharge potential area. However, the total impervious cover in that area will be less than 35% as required by Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. Nine, the subdivision is consistent with the character and trend of residential development in the area. With these conditions imposed in this preliminary approval, it will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties. 10, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 11, this recommendation is based on the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 44 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer or its successor shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater managed facilities, and other common areas. C, the recorded deed restriction and final site plan shall reference that agriculture and hunting activities exist nearby and include the agriculture protection notice. D, the stormwater management shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. E, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer. Where trees currently exist in the buffer, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fence shall be located within the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, clearing, disturbing, or altering of an existing vegetation throughout the subdivision shall be limited as needed to accommodate the proposed construction for the removal of dead and dying trees that propose a threat to the public safety on adjacent property. G, the development shall comply with DLDOT entrance improvement requirements. H, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the geological information. J, each lot shall have its own on-site waste treatment and disposal system. K, each lot shall be served by its own private well. I, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets. M, construction work and delivery shall occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24 by 36 inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during the construction. N, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district for a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. O, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscape to be provided and the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied and approved by Sussex County. No certificates of occupancy shall be issued until the grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department, demonstrating the general conformativity with the individual site grading plans. Q, the final site plan shall include an unobstructed area set aside for vehicular access to the subdivision in emergency situations along Vines Creek Road. This does not need to be improved with paving or stones. Instead, it may be an area outside of any lot lines and free from obstructions so that the development is not isolated in the event that the main entrance from Brazier Road is impassable. R, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second.
The moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-20, Marvel subdivision, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Butler, how do you vote?
Aye, for the reasons and conditions stated.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.